Now Probert. Probert's loose got the right hand.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland. And the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the loser Bobby Orr's. Hey.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the Biscuit. It's the Biscuit. The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some badness fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you wanna go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
Hello, and welcome to The Biscuit Watches Hockey Movies with His Friends. I'm The Biscuit. These are my friends. That's a beer. Would you like to know who my friends are on this episode? Over here, joining me again, the Ronnie Miller, the drummist, the first ever, Akula, and many other bands. Ronnie, how we doing?
We're doing pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you,
you
for asking.
Good. You look good.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Over here, you've heard of fucking Steve Urnell and Bill Dance. He's a pussy. They're pussies. This is John Nash, the wild man himself. John Nash, how are we doing?
Feeling pretty good.
You look good. Bill Dance, like the fisherman Bill Dance?
Yeah, John Nash fishes.
I know.
I'm fishing, I hunt.
What are you wearing there?
Oh, this is just a Hairless Ape Theory t-shirt.
I think it's Hairless Ape Conspiracies, but no problem.
Conspiracy theory.
Today, this might be a conspiracy. What I'm saying now to you doesn't make sense, but this is a movie I've never seen. Have you guys seen it?
Never even heard of it.
Not till today.
Disney be damned. We are doing... That doesn't make sense either. MVP, most valuable primate.
I mean, Disney probably be damned. You said it yourself on the last episode. They sent a lot of kids to the Me Too train.
You're damn right they did. They shut fucking us down this episode. We're going to go hard in the paint. Keystone Family Pictures. Ronnie, what the fuck is this movie about?
Well, let's just hope, first off, that Air Bud Entertainment doesn't have enough as much people patrolling the internet as Disney.
And this
knows.
Is literally 2016.
This happened. This is a recent movie. So we're watching MVP, Most Valuable Primate. Let me tell you about this movie really quick. Jack, a chimpanzee who recently escaped from an experimental lab, finds his way onto the ice at a junior hockey practice. Steven and his...
How?
We're about to find out. Just have some fucking patience, all right? Steven and his teammates realize the chimp has a natural talent for the game, and he officially joins the team.
Like he would.
Officially joins the team. As they win game after game, Jack becomes a minor celebrity, attracting the attention of a mad scientist.
We are on Amazon Prime right now, so if you want to sync up with us, we are paused at the 1 second mark. Maybe you're better than us, and you had it at the zero. Doesn't matter. We're pressing play, Ronnie, now.
Watch along, have some fun. Here we go in 3, 2, 1, showtime. Fucking Air Bud Entertainment.
Did you guys ever see Air Bud?
I watched the first one.
I refused to watch it.
I don't think I saw it fully.
There
I
was
know...
a time in sixth grade, with, like, you know, you watch a movie the day before Christmas break. That was the fucking movie we watched.
Was you like your family?
No, in class.
Oh, school.
Yeah, in school. My family didn't watch fucking movies, dude.
My mom didn't watch movies with us either.
It's all like animal extortion and animal abuse.
Dude, so have you heard the stories about Milo and Otis?
Do they fuck the dogs?
Do you know how many fucking dogs?
Oh, yeah, yeah, a bunch, right?
They killed so many animals making that
so
making
you got
movie.
Gretzky, Patrick Waugh opening up here. That's a real fucking hockey movie here.
All right, and there's a Godzilla action figure.
I hope that's a primate. In that
well,
bag.
What fucking kid in 2016 has a fucking CRT computer monitor, man?
He's got the Logitechs too, bud.
This kid's legit.
He's a fucking ape, dude.
Oh, no,
he's got
it's the chimpanzee.
His girlfriend fucking Shaniqua over there. Oh, dude. Why are you in a house? Why are you in a house?
He's got wearing socks. He's wearing flannel pants.
Making this movie had to be such a pain in the ass. Oh, his ass is out.
Oh, he's going to take a morning dump. He said to the little boys' room.
I can relate to that, dude.
Morning
right
dump.
As soon as you wake up?
I do morning dump, yeah. Immediately.
Immediately?
No, I walk out to
coffee?
The, I pour the coffee in my mug and then I shit and then I come out and drink it.
Oh.
Then I get on Twitter and see what everybody had to bitch about for the day.
Well, this podcast is probably next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's adorable.
Job. He's pretty cute.
He's a real boy, apparently.
Do you think he likes being an actor?
He has
no idea.
No,
I don't think he
on.
Has a
he has no idea.
It's basically slavery.
Well, you're not wrong.
He knows how to open a door.
He's just repeating stuff.
Yeah,
because
he's getting shocked in between scenes.
There's his trainer.
Apollo's.
Morning, Jack. You're a fucking guy, Jack.
He's a real boy.
Man, this opens.
Was this made in the '50s?
2016, it said.
What trainer has a bow tie, though?
Dr. fucking Kendall.
Dr. Kendall.
This opening scene is making me feel really weird.
I don't know if we should finish this.
Everything's fine.
We have to. We have to watch the second one, too.
Boy, he's skateboarding then.
See, this guy makes sense. He's signing with him, like,
yeah.
More milk or whatever. Please.
Oh. All right.
You ever see the videos of when Robin Williams met Coco the gorilla?
No.
Dude, it's fucking nuts.
Coco didn't like him?
You ever watched
no,
movie?
She loved him.
Immediately?
Yeah.
You ever watch that sweet movie, Congo?
Do you believe that it was the first time they actually met? Nelson Canada. Never heard of it.
I dated a girl. Her last name was Nelson.
From Canada?
No, she's from California.
Who's this guy?
This is Steven, probably.
Ah, he's got a fucking hell of a slap shot.
Do you think they purposely cast a kid that kind of looks like Charlie from the Mighty Ducks?
Absolutely.
Hey.
Please be your sister and not some, like, sexual tryst.
Wait, he doesn't look like Charlie. He looks like the kid who used to be a hawk but then joined the team. What was his name? Conway?
Yeah, Charlie.
No, Charlie
Conway.
Charlie. Not Charlie.
That's what it says.
No, Charlie was the dude.
Charlie, Coach Bombay fingered Charlie's mom.
Yes.
Oh.
The kid who was a hawk and everyone hated him because they redistricted shit.
Richard.
And then he got injured.
Richards.
Who cares?
No.
Who cares?
Callaway.
Callaway.
Conway, no?
You know what fucking kid I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
Apparently, this chimpanzee's quite funny.
That guy's got to be his trainer. Him, that dude. The monkey-looking human.
It's also, it must be really hot in there. A lot of hard work. I'll see you all on
Thursday. I broke out into a sweat. We must quit.
How is anybody going to believe that you're a genius when you behave like this?
I can't even begin to believe this is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's better be some fucking killer hockey plays.
Yeah,
movie.
For sure.
We'll have to let it play out.
Those were the first three words said in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had diva curls. Tara, fuck you. You bang-headed fuck. She tried to invite you, you ass.
Her invite got lost, huh?
It fell down. You saw it, Tara.
Yeah. That's why their team is the Simians.
Oh, yeah. Nelson, Canada. The home of the fucking primate reserve. That's right.
Who's this?
Dude, fucking...
A way better...
Trina Fupa?
Oh, man.
Oh, the lovely Mrs. Bartram with some popcorn? Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
you.
It.
You're welcome.
Oh, and chips.
Ooh. Are these dill pickle chips?
Yes.
Oh, sweet tips. Look at those candies, too. Holy hot damn.
Is this funny?
It's terrifying. It's something. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Oh, we got loaded up. Here.
Oh, she's deaf. Just like the monkey.
Oh, Tara's deaf?
So what happened?
Hi, Whitney. I like your helmet.
Wait, is this supposed to be a comedy, or is this
going to
be
a comedy? I don't know if it's intentionally a comedy.
Wait, what's this kid fucking sad about?
All right, say bye, everyone.
Bye. Love you, sweetie.
Oh, she wants a gummy worm.
You want a gummy worm?
Yeah.
Cool. All
right, let's go.
It's difficult, sweetie.
It sounds like sad.
It's sad so far the deaf girl didn't get invited to the party.
I mean,
but she kind of did.
She did. Her invitation got lost. But it doesn't make her any less sad.
Is her mom deaf too?
Yes. No.
What the fuck is this place?
Oh. Primate lab.
Oh, yeah. This is where he's.
Are they using him for bad now? Oh, okay. They're fucking shredding in the hallways.
Is the
that monkey's really fucking
show.
Skating, dude?
He is fucking rollerblading. He's fucking rollerblading, picking up fucking trash. Better than that, fuck is. No way! Oh my god!
It's like we're watching Scooby Doo. So child labor.
Well, he's miserable. And this guy's definitely...
No, they're playing chess. Or no, checkers.
Checkers.
Jim's feeling pretty good about his move. Is he a cheater?
Yeah.
I
don't see anything. No. He's just
eating the He just wants a marshmallow.
One of my marshmallows. Alright then.
Could you act like that guy? Like,
I think it'd be
for
impossible.
Money?
I think it would be impossible.
I would be like, no, dude. I'd be like, hey, Jack, where's my marshmallow?
I mean, like, is he supposed to be blind by handicap, dude?
That's what I'm wondering. Is he.
Let's go to bed. Come on.
He's special, so he works with a chimp.
His handler's deaf, and then...
That was like Princess Bride.
Goodnight, Gorilla?
What?
What's in Princess's Bride? No monkeys.
No, he's reading to him in the bedroom.
Juan Montoya.
Inigo.
Oh, Juan Montoya is probably a baseball player or some shit.
No, he's the guy that used to play guitar and torch.
Oh, shit. Did he quit?
Like 10 years ago.
Bam. I thought they were all original members.
No, dude.
How many adult men sleep with this this primate?
I feel like this is going to be a more difficult film to make fingering jokes about.
Like, why are they raising him like this?
Well, the one dude thinks he's a genius, apparently.
Yeah, the guy who definitely...
So...
This guy, milk sucker?
So is he having... Is the ape having... Hold on. Is the chimp having flashbacks?
He's having a fucking heart attack.
From being with this old man?
What the fuck is this? You think these are flashbacks?
Well, he's clearly with
Did
this
he just die?
Dude now.
This guy just died
Is he
in his
having
sleep?
Flashbacks with this old man?
He died and his needle wore down to a pulp. So he's having
graph.
Nightmares.
That's what I'm wondering.
Nuggets.
They are the nugget.
I am not a nugget.
I'm a Blackheart. A winner of Soul Survivor.
They're going to change their name to the Simians.
That kid's somebody, dude. I've seen him in films. Oh, holy shit, dude. They're full blown.
They're just
brawling. The shit out
I mean,
of there.
This was only made a couple of years ago, so you haven't seen him in that much shit.
Oh, fuck, you're right. This really 2016? Or they come to Prime in 16. What does that mean?
That's the year it was released.
Skates. And he has a stutter?
He's an insomniac.
Well, that dude's been partying all night.
He's
clearly drinking more beers than he is coaching.
What the hell? The dude's knitting.
That's their coach?
I wouldn't make a big deal out of it if I were you.
Hold on a second. The coach was in the Burbs. He was the zany neighbor.
Dude, you're right.
This guy.
Yeah.
You're right. Holy shit, dude. He's got to be Canadian.
Dude, that guy's funny.
The Burbs is fucking great.
Dude, The Burbs.
Good call on that. It's his first film since The Burbs.
Probably. He's just been struggling since
then.
Oh,
man.
Getting turned down for parts. This kid's dead.
Smelling salts. We're all out. All right, everyone.
This is a bucket of piss.
We're all out.
Yes, for ammonia?
Yes, piss. Mom piss.
Oh. Remember that time in the locker room after football practice that kid got soaked with a bucket of piss?
I remember pissing on a kid that wasn't named Danny Gerber. After football, after a game, he was in the shower before like the dudes that showered. We took him, we spun him like a top and just sat there and pissed on him, dude. Like six or seven, eight, nine dudes.
Dude.
He waited next game. Is it Danny Gerber? No.
You don't remember the kid's name?
Garber. It's not. It's whatever his name is. It's not that. Holy fuck.
This kid can skate.
Yeah, here we go.
He's
yeah.
Pussy.
How's that going for you?
Why, you skate?
Yeah.
Can't believe that's a fucking dude from The Burbs.
It's awesome.
That is incredible.
I don't know that I've ever seen him in anything else.
I know I haven't.
He's in this.
Ask Elena. Or what's her name?
Elena.
Alexa.
Oh, I don't have that.
Somebody does.
None of us do.
We'd have to ask Google.
He's Googling that.
Say okay, Google.
No.
Okay, Google. Your phone fucking turned on. It was creepy, dude.
Oh, that's weird. Stop, Google.
He saw it in his fucking dreams, dude.
So am I right? Is the chimp dreaming about his old trainer? Dr.
Yeah,
Kendall?
You were dead right.
The good old days?
His wet dreams became a reality. She got airwalks on?
According to IMDb, this movie was made in 2000.
Okay, thank you. That makes way more fucking sense. Oh, dude, that fucking guy, he's in a bunch of movies.
Sure is.
He's in The Burbs, too.
That guy?
Fuck yeah, he is.
No, I don't think that guy.
No, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. I think you're wrong. That old dude's in a lot of movies.
That's
though.
Blue.
That is Blue.
Old school.
Dude.
You're my boy, Blue.
He's in The Wedding Singer, too.
Sure is.
Sometimes they rip your heart out of your ass.
Up there cranking his horn?
I wonder if that old dude's still alive.
He's in a movie we'll be watching on this very show, Strange Brew, with...
Oh!
You ever see that?
Yes, I have.
What's his name? Moranis. Rick Moranis.
Yeah, Rick Moranis.
And the other fucking dude. Yeah, him.
So, this fucking dude from The Burbs...
Yeah.
...was in another sports movie with a monkey.
Oh,
in 2004... called Spunky Monkey, and it looks like it's about football.
No. Is he like a sexual thing?
It must be.
Uh-oh.
He was in Like Mike.
That goalie sucks ass.
Normal Ohio, whatever that is.
Normal Ohio?
He's in Scary Movie.
Normal Ohio, what's that?
Some TV show, apparently.
Never heard of it.
He's on the Wayans Brothers show.
Will you give me a beer, please?
Hand you your own ass. He was in Jury Duty?
You don't remember him in Jerry Duty.
Blank check.
Dude.
Remember Blank Check? Holy Last Action crap. Hero, Groundhog Day, Encino Man, Black
Dude,
Voice.
I remember.
Stop naming off all these awesome movies.
He's in The Hunt for Red October? This guy has a fucking resume.
Yeah, he does.
Look, The Hunt for Red October, Groundhog Day, I remember.
Spaceballs, Die Hard.
All right.
Spaceballs?
Yeah. And now fucking MVP. How the Mighty Have Fallen.
did he have nothing else recent?
No, the most recent thing was that Funky Monkey movie in 2004.
Oh, tanked his career.
Is he dead? He might be dead.
No, he's not dead. He's just sad and alone. With his monkey. Well, chimp, if we're going to be...
Yeah, they're not monkeys, right?
It's a chimp.
Oh, did you sack him?
Chimps are apes.
So technically, that Funky Monkey might be Well, it wouldn't be misgendering. It'd be misidentifying.
Both.
I mean, species.
Both. Yeah, I mean,
both probably.
Sure, chimps are apes, not monkeys. So yeah.
You don't know how he identifies, anyhow.
We're pissing off a ton of people right now.
Jack.
It's his home, bro. Is he gonna bust him out?
Yep.
Those are clean.
They must be.
Yeah, lots of underwear. That's good. This guy is mentally handicapped.
He's got it.
Listerine? Sure.
Booze?
Alcohol? Yeah.
That's not a real mode of transportation. That's for goddamn sure.
If you can't balance on two wheels, it is.
Maybe he doesn't have a driver's license because of his handicap, bro.
Put yourself in his shoes, Cody.
Take a cab. Uber. I mean, this guy's a fucking clown.
Yeah, there's something going on there. Don't miss it. Okay, take three. Thank you,
sir. So the chimpanzee's from San Francisco, naturally.
Naturally?
He's at home. He rode his bike, you asshole.
Yeah, he's got his leg.
That's continuity right there. I actually appreciate that.
Can't get it caught in the
That's
chain.
That's details, man.
I actually appreciate
That's
that.
Details. Although that...
Take this 10 spot, you'll be fine in San Francisco. It's a reasonably priced city.
This was before Google, man.
That overacting and the...
I don't like their human-like hands.
That freaking bow tie.
They probably don't like your ape-like hands, dude.
The overacting and the bow tie, it's just not doing it.
Fucking use a gun and kill one.
I'm going to stuff this chimp in the overhead.
Certainly couldn't fist fight one to death.
A chimp?
No.
A gorilla would fist fight you to death.
No, I'm saying a chimpanzee would rip your fucking face off.
That too.
Yeah, there ain't no fist fight. Nothing.
So I said I'd shoot it.
It's going to tear you apart, yeah. Or knife it.
That's the thing, is this one playing Jack is not even a full-grown chimp.
He's not?
No, they get bigger than that.
Not bigger than that guy's fucking boner. He's fucking sad as hell.
Sad boner.
Sad boner. I'm gonna ride my bike. Ew.
Yeah,
let me breathe here.
Finger
they
in
really
his
stuffed
way.
A fucking chimp in a duffel bag, dude.
They sure did. This is Obama's USA. You could stuff monkeys in bags.
The year 2000?
Thanks, Obama. Who,
is that Bush?
It was Bush.
Thanks, Bush. That was new Bush, too.
Yeah.
That's basically the same.
The best Bush.
The same old Bush.
The best Bush.
War criminal Bush.
Oh, my hat. Looks like Frankie.
Shit!
Your kid, Frankie?
Yeah.
The chimp?
Yes. That's correct.
Just making sure.
Did you see that dude wearing being like, you pussy?
You see the bitch wearing gloves in the crowd? What, are they gonna fucking fight that old guy?
Apparently.
They just stole a shit.
That dude's out.
Where
the
are
ice.
They? In Compton?
San Francisco, dude.
It's not junior hockey either. That's a 35-year-old man. That's Buzz, also from Home Alone, his teammate.
Is it? It?
Yeah.
Buzz, are you positive?
Your girlfriend.
Woof.
Never been more certain about anything in my entire life.
I don't think that was Buzz.
It was definitely Buzz. Check it out.
I'd have to see him again.
That's Curtis Lee.
Oh, it might be Curtis Lee.
Nope, smoked you. You fuck.
And
oh, deke that pussy. And
eat
his
it.
Fucking visor's as thick as the puck. They're throwing fucking eggs.
Oh, he's eating eggs.
Egg sucker.
Nice eating ice.
You egg sucking gorilla.
I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs.
I told him I'd shoot. But they didn't believe me.
Why didn't you believe me? That's so weird that was on a fucking kids cartoon.
Ren and Stimpy. Old school.
Mission Across, man.
I told him to shoot.
Oh, no. The little critters in nature, they don't know they're ugly.
He has a very nice picture. I like Darren, and he likes me. He is nice. The Insidious Flying Foot Pliers.
Lump and Loaf.
No, don't drink from the water. You'll get beaver.
Oh, dude, that look, kids had really just bounced on the ice there.
Yep.
Him?
Yeah, man.
You got the penalty for that?
Huh.
He's not on the home team, dude.
What's crazy is they keep showing him on this train, but that deaf girl is still traveling with the team. And the monkey. Or is this two different stories?
It's two different stories.
It's two separate stories. They're going to converge at some point.
Yeah, man. Didn't you fucking read the synopsis?
Yeah, you read it out loud to us before we started
twice.
You motherfuckers.
He finds them on his jailbreak. He just started his jailbreak.
I gotta say, though, the thing didn't say anything about a deaf little sister.
Alright, no one's gonna scout the worst junior B hockey team in the history of the planet, alright? It's just not gonna happen.
Maybe if we'd seen this when we were in high school, we would have had a little more compassion.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who the fake snow?
I think we would have been pissed off at getting ripped off with our money.
Pieces of paper.
Yeah, man.
Then this
look
fucking
how out of focus that is.
Stock fucking train footage.
Holy crap.
Go. I wonder which project has a bigger budget, this movie or your podcast.
It's close. It's fucking close. It's real close. If I hadn't got that fucking computer for free, we'd be over budget.
Lighting for this episode provided by Cody's living room.
And the cock lamp.
Yeah, don't forget that.
It looks better than the last
one,
though.
It does,
it's
yeah.
Nice. Ambient lighting is always nice.
Do you like them dill chips?
They're pretty good, man.
I love them. This fucking stock Kelowna footage.
It's
garbage.
CGI,
it's so bad.
It's CGI.
It's not even CGI. It's out of focus cameras. It's like somebody filmed that with a freaking... What was that old footage that they filmed Sasquatch?
It's probably stock footage that they stole and fucking distorted so that like they could get away with it.
What was the old real footage?
36?
Super 8?
Super 8.
Yeah, 8mm cam.
You ever see the Steven Spielberg movie, Super 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was
actually,
really good.
Not bad. What was that other one that was the monster movie where nobody knew what was going on and it was like a Blair Witch Project?
Cloverfield?
Yeah, was that any good, the first one?
I didn't see that one.
I watched the second one.
Me too. The one with John Goodman?
Yeah, it was not bad.
Cloverfield's
yeah.
Okay. Cloverfield Lane was good. Fuck Super 8.
Super 8 was awesome.
I hated it.
You're a dipshit, dude.
Dude, Steven Spielberg's a child monster.
Yeah, right. You wish he was a child. You wish he molested you.
It's not true. Cameron. Would you call that in if you're him? If you're
Cameron? There's an ape running through the snow, but...
would you call it in or just
let that happen?
Fuck
well,
it.
It's Christmas, so...
It is Christmas.
We'll let that little
this
guy get back to
this never said shit
home.
About this being a Christmas movie.
So this is a Christmas movie.
There's a lot of shit going on.
Best Christmas movie ever made.
Surprise, surprise.
He's got a nice jacket.
Name it. Best Christmas movie.
Best Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Home Alone.
I'm going to say Christmas... National Lampoon's Christmas.
That's the correct answer.
Why am I an idiot? What's the name of that movie?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Is it Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
I wanted to say it, but
I thought it was wrong. Right up to Christmas Vacation.
Should I say it?
I don't
blessing.
Know. I don't know, Milo, or whatever he says.
Oh, Margo.
I don't know, Margo. I wasn't talking to you.
Cheers, Paul. That's the best Christmas movie. Hands down.
It ain't this.
It's
nothing has happened.
I didn't even know
this. Nothing has happened,
movie.
And it's been how long?
I mean, we're only just now combining hockey and
apes.
Gym. Yeah.
It's a slow start.
Slow
yeah.
burn.
Slow burn.
Yeah.
Kind of like Schindler's List.
The monkey's the best
oh.
actor.
Jesus.
Bro.
Christ. That's a slow burn.
Jesus.
And we were talking about Spielberg already.
Christ. That's a rough one. That's...
Well, the Jews aren't watching this episode.
It's the first time this movie and Schindler's List have been brought up at the same time. Unless you're talking about trains.
What a super sweet...
Yeah, how's this abandoned? That would be a fuck nest if I've ever seen one.
I was gonna say a nice tree for it, but yeah.
This little fuck getaway. It's...
Doc Brown's character from Dennis the Menace lives there.
Yeah.
Ooh,
sucking on beans.
Yeah.
Brand new broom.
The outside looked brand new.
Yeah.
Like it was made out of cedar.
Maybe even
the inside looks like it was an old woman's home.
Our literal front yard is a pine forest. He's sad, man. This is a fucking sad movie, man.
I hope this picks up.
I just want to see him hit Puck or anything.
Then I need to drink 3 more beers.
Yeah.
You need a new one?
So far, this movie fucking blows.
Dude, should we bail on it?
I don't think we can at this point.
Yeah, we're
too invested. We gotta find out if this is really a Christmas miracle or not.
I don't even know this kid's name
too
yet.
Deep and I'm trying to keep...
This is where they find out.
Uh-huh.
This chimp's gonna be like, hey...
What's all this ruckus?
That looks like something I'd like to do.
I already know how to rollerblade.
Oh my god.
He gets dressed really fast.
You should see him fuck.
She's eating a banana.
They're gonna be friends.
She doesn't talk like me. Why can't she play?
Oh, he's stealing it. Yeah, I like bananas. Why is there a predator in the background?
It does sound like the Predator.
You an ugly motherfucker. Dylan, you son of a bitch. What's with the polo shirt? Why you been pushing pencils too long?
You son of a bitch.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
You ever see that YouTube opera about that stuff?
No.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. Put my little over my body so that bastard can see.
Did you see a monkey in the woods?
You've never seen that?
No.
Predator the Opera on YouTube?
No, I just said no.
Dude, look it up.
Can't. I literally can't.
It's hilarious.
Every electronic I have is being played right now.
Look it up later.
Yeah, we will.
This Predator's hanging out, man.
That,
Beaver or something?
Beaver?
He's like, maybe a beaver or something?
I don't think that's the handsome.
I know she can hear her, dude. I know it.
It's like the Big Lebowski. I've never been so sure of anything in my life. This man,
this
guy walks. This girl hears.
I've seen a lot of spinals, dude.
Whoa!
Is this the mad scientist?
Is this a bad? Is this the bad guy? He's an Englishman.
You know what this reminds me of is. What's that Peter Jackson movie? Dead Alive?
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Dead Alive?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's like when he's still living in New Zealand and this fucking lady gets bit by like this Congo monkey and then like he has to kill all these people with a lawnmower.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. I have it. I'll let you borrow. On the DVD. Delroy got a job somewhere else?
Yeah, man.
Same town, huh? He took that long train ride as well.
Well, he was visibly upset about the ape or the chimp not arriving where he was supposed to.
Do you have a starter coat?
I wasn't allowed to.
Religious reasons, or
no? Because there was one report on the news of like some kid getting murdered for his. My parents thought that, like, just kids were getting fucking shot for their starter jackets. Left
so you never got one?
Never got one.
Did you have one?
I had a Raiders jacket.
Yeah, that's down and dirty.
My dad loved the Raiders back in the day.
Had a Cows one. That was sick.
Was he, when
they were ruthless.
Was he an LA Raiders fan or an Oakland Raiders fan?
Oakland Raiders, bro. I didn't know what it was. I was little.
Let me say anything.
All my friends, I was really tight with Jared Mallott in like third grade, and he had the fucking Kentucky Wildcats one.
Damn.
And like, would always tell me that I was like a pussy for not having one. I was like, well, yeah, well, I've got this really cool Walmart coat.
Fuck you, queer. Starter coats were the shit, though.
They were.
Did you guys ever go through that corduroy phase?
Fuck yeah, sixth grade. Sixth grade for me.
Yeah.
311 and corduroys.
Yep.
Mm. Tommy Hilfiger shirts.
Mm-hmm. Never had any of those.
You didn't?
No.
I had the Tommy Hilfiger jeans with the belt loop that had the Tommy Hilfiger flag on the belt loop.
Yeah, like what would I carpenter jeans?
Yes. Didn't do any.
You weren't doing any.
Didn't do any carpenter.
You weren't doing any.
Ever worked on a hammer in there?
Not one time. To this day.
Did you use that belt loop for anything?
Fucking.
Fucked your belt loop. There he is.
See, I told you she could talk. She screamed.
Now she can scream.
Yeah, see. More. Is that real or that's fake? Part times it looks real and sometimes
it's
it looks fake.
It's made up. It's not real.
This is a set.
You straight up killed that girl.
And Ugh. Face is covered in moisture. Ew, sir.
He's giving her the kiss lips. He's asking her if she's alright. And she's deaf, so she understands.
Perfect.
Her brother understands too, though, because he's going to talk to her. So he'll be able to talk to the fucking monkey as well.
Perfect.
It's a chimp.
You're right. It's a chimp. It's an ape. Duh. Monkeys have tails.
College.
I never went to college.
Yeah, you did.
I hated school.
You never went to college?
No.
School,
did you not know
school,
that?
School of hard knocks, dude.
No, you joined the Navy. Maybe you went to fucking college.
I joined the Air Force.
Lots of people do that so they don't have to go to college.
Hey. Thanks, Ron.
I feel like we're not even friends.
You didn't go to school ever?
No. I hated school.
I knew.
I figured I'd get a kickstart.
I'm envious of both.
Join the workforce early.
I'm envious of both of your student loan debt situations.
$0.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
What's
up with you guys?
I mean, all you do is go around and get our butts kicked every game. Do you like losing or something?
for you to say that. We don't have plans to
turn that is fuck, dude.
Yeah, Wonder Boy. Well, my next job is going to be in Morse.
Buzz.
That's not Buzz.
Dude, fuck you guys. It looked like him first. Now it's definitely not him.
Yeah, okay.
But by the time this movie was made, Buzz was already older than that guy.
Old as fuck.
Right.
Buzz was our age when this came out. Hey, dick suck. Is that Aaron Lewis from Stain?
Yes.
Whatever.
Ew. Sir.
Well, he's eating fried chicken.
Anybody not listening to this stuff in here? Sorry. That's too much. Love that stairwell, though.
It's pretty nice.
Not as much as the banister.
I like the Christmas spirit in this town.
What's a hockey movie?
You used to fucking hate Christmas, dude.
I love Christmas now.
Yeah.
Yeah? Just because of giving gifts to your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing their little faces
100%.
Light up.
It took two kids.
So you get it now.
Once art, yeah. Believe in Christ and all that stuff, dude. I mean, all of it.
All been right. Saved, dude?
Christmas is the reason for the season. Tis the season is the reason.
Wait.
Christmas is the reason that the president said? Like
Christmas time is here. No, dude, your fucking lights, the cheesy decorations, all of it. I love it. All of it.
Do you take your kids around to see Christmas lights?
Yeah. Just fucking drive up to all the rich neighborhoods everywhere.
Hold on now. Have you ever taken your kids out around where I live? South 42 coming out of Lexington.
No one takes their kids out there.
Have you ever seen?
No one.
Have you ever seen the Halloween setup that them people do out there?
Oh, Satan's work.
Have
you seen
my MacBook? The Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord's work? No, haven't. Didn't take my kids to Satan worshiping camp.
Well, I remember a time where you used to like Halloween. Again, have you? I guess that time has passed.
How do you know if that's a male or female monkey?
Because his name is Jack.
So that was male?
He's been wearing boys' pants and boys' clothes. I just assumed his gender. Listen,
that's what I'm saying. Tell me if you see anything, all
right? If it walks like a chimp.
Talks like a chimp.
Then it's a male chimp.
So he's doing, like, weird shit in that closet.
Probably fingering. <his mom.
laughs> Come on.
Look at him. Look, all cleaned up and beaten off all night. Sweatpants. Free of shit. Yeah, right.
Loaded.
He goes down and just face fucks this guy. Why is he sleeping in a pull-out bed in the fucking living room? A fucking loser. Sorry, everybody's sleeping in a pull-out bed in the living room.
He keeps walking around like he's keeping a secret.
Right.
Himself, he is the secret, dude.
Alright.
Is this him? Is he a man, too?
Yes. The duality of man.
He's going to climb into bed with the old lady.
Impregnate her.
No.
Can you?
No. Cross species.
You can get close.
No.
It's not impossible.
It is impossible.
I don't think it's impossible.
I just don't know if we have...
Tell that to the Russians, man. They've been trying it since World War II.
If World War II happened.
Maybe earlier than that.
The freaking chemical dye there.
Easy there.
Is she a doctor?
I think she is.
I see sleeping in the nurse clothes. What do they call them?
Scrubs.
Yeah, scrubs.
What's that mug say?
World's greatest boss.
Dad. I think it's a dad.
Like the diversity on the fridge. Nobody keeps their cereal under the sink like that. This is bullshit.
Oh, go figure. You see Apollos. Apollos with
same coffee.
Chimps and monkeys on in front.
You wake up in the morning, come down to your house, and that's
who has a full mug of
Canadians, dude.
Look at that honey.
Yeah, it's Canada. Ever been
there? We have a bunch of honey like that at our house.
A full jar just sitting there unopened?
That big?
Donna's dad keeps bees beehunting from him constantly.
He's naturist.
But do you have it sitting there unopened like you never used it?
When we That's get them fresh, maybe, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you just got it.
I mean, normally it's looks like it's been eaten out of. That's all I'm saying.
It's got a fucking point.
I'm just nitpicking. Hey, don't worry, bro. I'm just eating some
Do they have human teeth?
Cereal.
Are our teeth the same?
No.
They look the same.
Well, they're a primate.
And
they're similar.
They've got teeth.
Yeah, man. We're primates, too.
They're the same genus? Or phylum? Which one of those is
Evolution.
Real? And which one is me being dumb?
You tell me. Fucking play in church,
know,
man.
You have a buck deaf girl. Dude.
He chatters his lip.
How about this guy? Jack.
Hey, let's make a movie, but have it around deaf people. People will love it. No, they won't. Talk.
Tara, it's not a good idea. I mean, Mom's not going to let you keep them.
Fuck Mom.
Are you using real sign language?
Fuck no, dude. The only thing I know is more milk. Please.
I know, asshole.
A? A? B?
I'm not even going to do it because I'm going to insult some people.
I used to know the alphabet.
I used to know a little bit of it, but it's been a long time.
J?
My neighbor's dad was deaf, and I learned some of it.
Robbie McCready's dad? I learned the alphabet because of that man as well, because he was my assistant soccer coach.
That dude was...
Wouldn't your dad's
man.
Neighbor be your fucking neighbor? Ass.
I said my neighbor's dad.
He did say that, dude. So who's the fucking dickhead now?
Listen to what I'm saying, bro.
Shit. What? They said your dad's neighbor. My bad.
No.
Who fucking shoved my eyeglasses up their ass? And then rimmed my
he
coffee.
Said, yeah, he said, thanks, kid. Like he's freaking
same stock shot.
Some coffee.
Here we go, back on the pond.
A chimpanzee is drinking out of that.
A chimpanzee. Are
these fucking kids go to school?
No. Why can't she wear hockey skates either?
You gotta hear.
Fuck.
This must be one of the slowest movies I've ever seen.
So this might be one of the worst films I've ever seen.
How far are we in?
So far.
We're about 40 minutes in.
We're 40 minutes in.
Nothing has fucking happened. Nothing.
And the most vulnerable primate. Our most valuable.
Vulnerable? What kind of fucking sexual stuff are you mixing this into?
He's
about to ice skate.
He's
for
been
real.
Vulnerable.
No.
Wait, dude. This is a turning point.
This is huge.
We saw him inline skate.
I think he crapped his pants. You see him?
I mean, it's really remarkable if he can ice skate.
I mean, he fucking already inline skated. That's remarkable.
Is this a Lean song? I'm all day, not that bad, not that. If you still my sunshine.
Oh, I wish it was that. That song was awesome.
Len,
yeah. Lean. Look at him go, dude.
Okay.
No, he can't ice skate then. This is the answer.
Well, he's figuring it out.
I mean, he belongs in nature climbing in trees, so the fact that he's getting that close to it's pretty
so
impressive.
So that makes it even more terrible that he's being forced to do this.
The fact that he's not losing his mind because he has clothes on is remarkable.
He just wants to eat the ice. Holy shit, dude.
He's getting good. He's better at skating than you are.
Me? Hell no, dude. I skate his fucking dick off, dude.
I don't know.
I'm no jigs, but I'm fucking the second or third best skater in Belleville.
Tell that to my uncle.
He doesn't.
Your uncle.
He wears figure skates, dude. Doesn't count. Jamie's the best figure skater in town. I'll fuck him up on an ice hockey rink.
She's got skates on now.
They need to let Jamie fucking run the ice rink, so it'd be fucking. At least we could have
ice. A little hole through the net, man.
He's got one hell of a slap shot.
They should call him Sawed-Off because of his fucking sawed-off stick, man.
He's fucking left-handed, too. Uncircumcised dick as well.
Whoa. I'm sure there's never been a circumcised chimp before.
If there has been.
Sawed on, dude.
There's something going on.
A boo?
So basically, this movie is a combination of
bullshit and
a combination of The Mighty Ducks, Dunstan Checks In, and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Apparently,
we would have been better to do Happy Gilmore than this fucking shit movie. This is so bad.
That's on
Peabody.
The list, man. That's on the
Happy
list.
Happy Gilmore is more of a hockey movie than this is.
That's on the list.
This on the list.
Well, we're gonna have to get to that list.
So you got a piss?
I'm gonna get to this piss.
Just pee in here, dude.
There's I'll piss, be back. Piss, podcast piss jug right over there.
And then we're two.
I keep my wife goes, is that really a piss jug?
I was here when she found it.
And I say, no, it's not. I just keep telling her, no, it's not. But it just stays there and it's filled with piss.
Why don't you empty it?
I do. I've emptied it once. That's a lot of piss. A whole gallon? That's a lot of piss.
Remember that time when fucking sick boy drank the piss in the van?
No, not until you said that. Was he drunk and crying?
Yeah.
And he said, I'll just drink the piss. Give me the piss. And he drank the piss.
He closed his leg in the van door too.
Oh, yeah. In the back? I'm right in the back with the gear. Is that Wilmington?
Yeah.
I heard on a podcast the other day these comedians talking about, like, oh, dude, you're a fucking complete savage if you've ever pissed in a vehicle. I'm like, I was like, you've clearly never been in a metal band because everybody pisses in a vehicle.
Yeah. Or just going on a road trip. Who said that?
I want to say it was
a comedian.
Yeah,
what
I
want to
say it was Mike Cannon or Mike Feeney.
She has like a mustard stain on her shirt. Man.
Yeah, she does.
It's piss.
Piss cum.
Chimp piss.
Chimp piss. She's a barber too. Yeah, why was her shirt stained like that? Like, what is the fucking budget? You can't get her a new white shirt.
Maybe it has some kind of hidden meaning.
What's he dropping the shit out the window for?
He's out of here, bro. Do they know he's there?
Only the kids do. There he goes.
I guess he's his airwalks, dude.
Yeah.
The biscuits, hey. The biscuit.
Caused her to faint?
I like him, man. I think he's cool.
I'm starting to get real pissed off at him. Look at this fuck.
What for?
Because nothing's happening.
It's not the chimp's fault.
What's the missing man book that dude's reading?
Interesting.
Search that.
Good call.
That sound like some sexual thing or something.
I hope not.
Probably not sexual.
It doesn't sound sexual at all.
I love that Blue's in this movie.
There's a fight coming.
Yep.
Blue's pissed.
Oh, you're crushed, dude.
Oh! Yeah.
Puck's nowhere, dude.
Well, 300 pounds on the ice.
Oh, the puck was there? The guy didn't have the puck before. Fuck him.
That's interesting.
Cool.
I can't find the exact book that dickhead was reading.
Missing Man?
There was more to the title before it got to the Missing Man.
I think it just
man.
Said The Missing Man.
No, it was like the last song of The Missing Man or some shit.
Got fucking good eyes, but... I gotta tell you, boys, I thought this fucking movie would be way more entertaining than what the hell's happening right now.
Me too. I mean...
It's not even giving you the opportunity to try to have fun.
In the immortal words of Les Claypool, they can't all be zingers.
No. This is bullshit.
It's grade A shit.
This is a nugget.
So nuggets right there, dude.
Larry Moe. Get over, you fat fuck.
Those rich fucks.
That's almost buzz, though, isn't it?
Look at that underbeard.
It's probably buzz.
That underbeard's tough.
Right there.
Tough. Holy shit.
It's like an under goatee. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It's a rough cut.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's a rough cut. Is he
about to play,
play junior hockey here?
Yep.
You sick bitch.
Oh.
So you need glasses or something?
Yeah, of course.
Do they even make airwalks anymore?
I don't know. I'd say no.
I used to wear those in like sixth grade.
I had a couple pair myself. Andy McDonald, dude. Vert skater.
Yep.
Can't say
I remember those being cool before Vans were cool.
Yeah, they were. And more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the goalie's a real fucking douchebag.
I think he needs glasses.
Yeah, and to be 10 years younger to be on this team.
Yeah. Easily.
Why can't we be friends?
It's all right. Dunstan checks in and is going to be their secret weapon here.
Who taught his address?
He didn't even watch the first half. It was his old mentor.
Do they not notice this is like a Teen Wolf thing?
The team hasn't even seen him yet.
I mean, if he's got full gear on and a mask, how's everybody going
to look? Yeah, he's looking at the poster trying to figure out how to do it.
He just can't get it right.
Chimsy, is that his fucking...
He can't get it right. It's supposed to be pretty funny, I guess.
Rib Chimsy. How does Jersey just lay in there?
Here he comes.
Oh, no.
Man.
He's really good at walking on skates, man.
B. Chimsky?
Lots of chimps walk on all fours, though, kind of. This guy's upright, like, the whole time.
His name's B. Chimsky? How did he just find that jersey?
I'll tell you this, though. If I had the opportunity to play hockey with a chimpanzee, I'd be pretty fucking excited.
I'd probably do it.
Absolutely.
If I had a 45 on my side, so if it got out of line.
Death Haven up there, Caesar.
Them things will eat your face.
Literally.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear the video of that?
Oh.
Yep.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
The most brutal thing of all time.
Holy shit.
The 911 call where the lady's like locked in her own car because it just
he just ate her face! We gave him wine and Prozac. For Viagra, whatever they did. He ripped her face off. Oh, dude, I love the speeding up. New guy's fast. Oh, my God.
What is happening here?
They think he's from California, too. Holy shit, was that really the chimney?
Ripped it.
It was, dude.
Holy fuck.
Ripped it. I think they sped it all up.
Well, yeah, but he still, like, formed up and took a shot.
It was remarkable, Buzz. Is that a...
Who was that? Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo. Did he play a monkey before? Like, upped his old tricks again. No monkeys allowed, bro.
Oh, they took the point away?
Damn right.
Huh.
Don't go.
Dude. This is fucking...
This is hard
worse
to watch. Hard to watch.
Then The Night of a Thousand Cats. And I thought that was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
What?
Night of a Thousand Cats. Buy for 50 cents. CD Jungle back in the day. Super.
I remember that.
Super,
that was a bad idea.
Terrible movie.
Mom, Tara has something that she wants to show you.
Yeah, sorry, Biscuit World. We didn't know
no.
This was going to suck.
If you guys clicked on this and you'd already seen it, then I don't know what to tell you. This is so fucking bad. Who is she?
The lady with the mustard stain on her shirt.
I know, but who is
she?
The mom. The mom, dude.
Of everyone?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for looking.
Now he's allowed to be part of the family, though.
Look at their fridge.
He won over the trust of the father by scoring a goal.
It's the biggest fridge of all time.
And the mom's opinion doesn't matter. That is a huge fridge.
Yeah, like a Canadian fridge? Like,
they live in California, don't they?
Oh, fuck yeah, they moved to San Francisco, yeah? Who's this French fuck?
It's Wolford Brimley.
Oh, and they're trying to justify the chimp being able to play.
This is going to get a real racist, huh?
Think of all the increased revenue, Larry.
Come on. Let me lay my cards on the table here. We all know you've been losing money for years on these teams, okay? We know you got a profit-sharing plan. So if this works out, it's not just the Nuggets to cash in. You're all going to make some bucks. Think about it.
Yeah, Harry.
Oh, yeah. Make it all about money.
Yeah, Harry.
Something's been on about all year. I think we won't yet.
I think the coaches are both bigger, eh? I mean, at least we'll win at the box office.
Well, all those in favor say hey.
I get it. It's pandering, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Canadians. Bullshit. What a bullshit fucking movie.
Somebody give me another beer.
You need one?
Ah, fuck yeah, please. Hit the fucking one light we got.
It's fine.
We're spilled beer on the Joe Louis seats, you prick.
Everything's fine.
Son of a bitch, Joe.
It's up to us.
Hold on a second.
Make this episode entertaining.
Dude, this is a snoozer, dude.
What are you fucking... That dude's sick bucket hat? Is that what you're psyched about?
No, I was looking at the guy on the end.
That guy down there?
Yeah.
Who's he?
I'm trying to figure it out.
True Blood.
Did you fuck him?
No.
Are you
sure?
Dude?
No, I'm so fucking...
You depressed?
At this fucking movie. Yeah, I'm depressed, is the answer.
He's sad. No, that dude on the end looked like the guy that was the bad guy in the new Superman movie.
I didn't watch that shit.
General Zod.
Nobody saw that.
He was also in... lots of stuff.
I don't watch that superhero shit, man.
Uh-uh.
Pearl Harbor.
Never saw that piece of shit.
You ever watch Pearl Harbor?
No.
Josh Hartnett?
Yeah.
That's not Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, Josh Hartnett. No, not that guy.
No, Josh Hartnett is in Pearl Harbor. That is not Josh Hartnett.
I'm not saying that guy's Josh Hartnett. I'm just...
Josh Hartnett's in Pearl Harbor.
I'm just saying Josh Hartnett, yes, is in Pearl Harbor.
I think one of my favorite movie montage songs ever is in Team America World Police, and after they break up, where the song... is comparing how much the dude misses the girl to how much Michael Bay missed the mark when he made Pearl Harbor.
That's pretty brutal.
I need you more than Ben Affleck needs acting school. He was
God.
Yeah.
Dude, I totally miss you.
I fucking miss you.
I miss the honesty
in special times and honestly.
The fuck is up things you do.
Dude, Tenacious D is fucking so cool.
You guys ever seen him?
Live?
Yeah.
No one has.
Have you?
They're apparently playing
for
soon.
$400. Have you ever seen their ticket prices? You have $400 fucking dollars, sir? No, you're sitting here watching a fucking primate
when
movie.
When that first album came out, they were touring with Weezer and Tenacious D. and it was at the Newport, and it was like $30, and Alan and I were going to go, but like my parents told me I couldn't or something.
Man.
It was Weezer, Jimmy Eat World, and
my mom bitched me out of so many concerts.
Yeah.
I want to say Weezer and them are playing somewhere soon.
They are. I just can't remember. And it's going to be fucking expensive. Man. Like, Weezer plays arena shows now.
You can't even believe how bad this is.
It's brutally bad. It's hard to watch.
It's becoming really sad.
This monkey is a really good skater, though. For, I mean, for a fucking...
Like, how,
sorry.
How long have we been out here?
Do you think?
Like, an hour and a half.
Second time he's been on the ice.
He got on the ice...
Real slow start.
10 minutes ago.
When was his name?
2000. We've been playing peekaboo with this fucking kid.
Buzz.
Are there any people in here that haven't been in other movies?
Dude from the Burbs.
Yeah, the coach of this team has quite the resume.
Buzz from Home Alone.
It's not Buzz. That guy.
Oh, that's not the team. Thought Buzz was.
The dude from Strange Brew. Rick Moranis' friend. Nah, I don't even really think.
We just see the other day that Buzz wasn't.
Home Alone.
No. It's a shitty fucking old Buzz. Wasn't it?
Well, it's funny, he's old. Right?
Blue.
What's the movie?
Oh, Blue from Old School's in this?
Forgot about Blue.
This is, honestly, one of the worst piece of shit movies. This is like the lost level of The Missing Man.
Oh, I forgot to look that time.
Pretty bad.
We'll find it out later. I'm sure there's no significance to it. Like, there's a very small chance that finding out what the title of that book is could, like...
Play the writer of this movie.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. How many stars did this have when we looked at
four.
It?
Four.
How's that possible?
But it said four, but it was five stars, like, colored. She's deaf.
So she can talk to the monkey because he knows sign language.
It's a chimp.
How do you say this movie sucks in sign language?
It's like the dog movie that plays basketball.
So, funny you say that, because the production company that made this movie is Air Bud Entertainment.
Oh.
So it is like that, except worse somehow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Extremely.
He walks like E.T.
Kind of does, yeah. Too bad E.T. didn't play hockey. We could watch that fucking movie.
I hate E.T.
E.T.
I never
so
liked
good.
E.T. either.
You guys are a bunch of pussies.
Man. I hate E.T. E.T.?
All right, come on, you little creep. She's
been
wanting to say goodnight to you.
Hi, Winnie. You want to say
goodnight?
Yeah. Love you,
sweetie.
Fuck, I told you she could talk.
All
told
deaf
both
people,
of you.
All deaf people can talk. They just can't
hear. She's a mute.
Fuck, shit. What means you can't talk?
Mute.
Mute, yeah. Imagine talking if you can't hear what you're saying. You'd sound...
Been doing it for years.
You're right.
You're not wrong.
I haven't listened to a goddamn thing I've ever said.
Forget.
What do you want, sweetheart?
You know what she wants.
Gummy worm? I like your style.
No, this.
Nope.
Oh, this?
No, she wants M&M.
Score.
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
The life you live, kid.
Alright, brush your teeth and everything.
Brush them again.
Well, I can see the
baby.
They're just now finding out he can't see.
Yeah, their fucking goalie's been blind the whole fucking season.
Plus, he's 36 years old.
Yeah, and he's 90.
Yeah, why did he look so hard in high school?
Oh, this is junior.
Team?
This is. I hope it's junior B. But I think it's Junior A.
Yeah, we'll let this fucking chimp sleep in your bed with you.
Yeah, he won't fuck you to
death. He's really good at dressing himself.
Sure. Where's Airwalks? Did you have Airwalks?
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Michelle did, I think.
Leave a comment if you got Airwalks.
I really do like the chimp.
I don't like her, this
mom
that's been mustard stained and
weird titted the whole movie.
Yeah, see, that's weird to let it sleep in the bed with her.
Yeah.
Mustard stayed in weird titted.
Weird titted.
Oh, let me have your autograph, Jack. So this is where he becomes a local celebrity. So the mad scientist is coming soon.
Do you
have
no chocolate
beer? Oh no, that's empty, sweetheart. That's just trash. Dad's a slob. Night. Love you, sweetheart.
Night. He just put the straw on top of the tree.
What is that weird?
That's not a real 10.
Canadian, they're in Canada, boys.
Oh, so it's Canadian currency?
Step popcorn day.
He got glasses. And
he just he's just phenomenal. He's just phenomenal.
Got it! Victor! I can see!
I saw it coming a mile away.
Wait, he is
old though. Yeah, he's literally 20 years older than everyone.
And he's already got
is that a slap shot nod?
Yeah.
That's a... Is he drinking?
That is going. What?
Oh, boy shower scene. Just what I needed.
Oh, dang.
That is much less violent than I remember showers being in the locker room.
Way closer.
Yeah.
We didn't shampoo each other either.
No, we peed on each other.
Yeah.
I remember the locker room very differently than you guys remember the locker room.
You didn't piss on one dude.
I never pissed on one another.
I did. A bunch of times.
No.
I remember in gym class, we would clog the drain and then, like, make a slip and slide in there.
Yeah. He's dating her now?
He's dating her, yeah.
That's not okay. Not even in 2019, that's not okay. Fucking blue.
Can't put an age or a face on love, man.
You can. And that is it.
Love wins.
Something has to happen, though, for him to give up hockey and go to skateboarding in the next movie. No more monkeying around. My grandpa always said that to me.
Is the next one about skateboarding?
Yeah, something happened at the end of this one. And at the beginning of the next one, they kick him off the team. And then he goes
monkey
to skateboarding.
Shining. Monkey shining.
Yeah, that's it. Did you guys ever hear monkey shining before?
Oh, that's not right. He got taken out from the bench.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you guys were off.
No, they were right either.
He got his revenge.
He's ruthless.
Watch him square up, though.
Somehow you just can blast the puck through the net.
Because he's a chimpanzee in his...
I'm left.
What do you mean, no goal? How? How? You dick sucker, sir. What's up? Not my volume in my ears. Sorry. That's... Hopefully most people haven't made it this far. Jesus Christ. That is fucked, dude. Low hanging fruit, I have to.
He did
it. That's our goal!
Wait, I thought that it wasn't a goal because it was... It went through
because
the net.
Because the net and hit the... Yeah.
So you thought it just like went around it?
Yeah. Do you think chip teeth are the same as our teeth?
Are they made out of calcium?
I'm
do you know him?
Made out of the same thing, though.
Does he call you?
Do you know him? Does he call
you? Do you have
does
a dog?
He goes up on the dustbin.
I got.
Do you know him?
Does he call you a dog? Good lord.
Look at this dick sucker, dude. Fucking.
Oh, wow.
His name's Dr. H.F. Peabody.
Must have managed scientist.
He's got a fucking fresh prince or whatever the fuck.
All over.
Look at his coffee. He's famous too.
Yeah, I know.
I'm seeing him at something.
Oh,
So the other half of the storyline comes in now?
Yeah, at the last 15 minutes
of the movie. Oh my god. Is that a tablet? That can't be right.
No, really?
That's actually
really?
Picture frame.
I've seen that girl somewhere else.
Did she...
Did you say porn?
No, here. Could she hear?
Oh my
yeah, she's
God.
Not really deaf.
You think she's acting?
Yes.
I don't.
Why not just get a deaf kid?
You're right.
Why not get actual midgets for
Why
the last Wizard of the Oz movie instead of having real people be midgets like they did? Did you hear about that?
The fuck are you talking about?
In the last Wizard of Oz movie, they actually had regular
There's
people
only
play
one
midgets.
Wizard of Oz.
Are you talking about the Wiz?
Michael Jackson?
Wasn't the one that came out like 5 years ago or something?
Yeah, I'm yeah. talking about the one with the...
Huh? There's Wizard of Oz that came out 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was like a prequel story.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You don't remember that?
Charlize
like...
Theron?
No. No, it had... What's his...
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's his name?
You're thinking of Snow White.
No, there was a Wizard of Oz movie that came out.
No, what's his name? He's been in a bunch of dumb stuff.
Gerard Butler.
No.
Ryan Reynolds.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ah, no. Come on.
Hank Williams.
Come on. He's always in comedies.
Let's find out.
Jim Carrey.
It was just called Oz. Look up Oz.
Oh, shit. Colin Farrell.
No.
It's not. He plays the Oz.
No.
Bullshit. Watch. Check this
it's
out.
It's not Colin Farrell.
Check this out. Colin
no,
Farrell plays the Oz.
I forget his name.
I've heard of this.
He's been in a lot of things.
Johnny
Depp. Oh,
James Franco.
James Franco.
Zach Braff. Bruce Campbell was in it.
Really? Bruce Campbell, what?
Yep.
Yes, he was. That's right.
Damn.
Came out in 2013.
Not our local Bruce Campbell.
It was called Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yeah.
That's shit.
Mila Kunis is
actually,
in it as well.
Actually, it was not that bad. Did you watch it?
No, hell no. I obviously didn't even know about it.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Why wouldn't you watch that?
Oh, you know. Sucked.
Not as much as this movie.
This is literally one of the worst pieces of shit of all time.
I have not seen many movies worse than this.
Think of one. The Grudge is worse than this.
It's pretty bad.
Austin Powers 3. No.
Not worse than this.
Benchwarmers.
No. Whatever
pretty
movie
bad.
We just watched
with Benchwarmers with Napoleon Dynamite? Oh, that's just
what
one of my top 20 favorite movies.
The Blake Lively
movie.
Out
of that movie.
I love that movie. Huh?
The Blake Lively movie.
Oh my god, Simple Favor.
That's
it.
That
is
favorite.
A huge chunk of shit.
You know what movie she's in that rules? The Town with Ben Affleck.
Is that a mob movie?
The bank robber movie?
Your mom obsessed, bro.
That's not a mob movie.
If you rob a bank.
They're not in the mob. They're just a group of dudes that rob banks.
What do you
think? The Italian Job?
No. It's called the Town.
Is this a new thing?
It came out in like 2011.
The Italian Job was great.
Yeah, Italian Job.
Italian Job was great. I saw that in the Dollar Theater when the Dollar Theater was still
what?
Open. Yeah, it was amazing. 50 Cent night.
I think
Chuck and I ate weed cookies and went.
Weed cookies?
Yes, weed cookies.
Oh, weed cookies.
What'd you think
weed
I said?
Cookies?
I thought you said wheat
had a bunch of wheat cookies.
We had some wheat cookies and we went. What? What is this wheat cookie free bill?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need?
This is M&M's. I'm going in.
Well, get it in there.
I'd rather watch Muppet Babies right now.
I would too.
I would rather watch anything.
Is there a Muppet hockey movie?
I don't think
dude,
so.
Get on.
I fucking hate this movie.
Get on.
I fucking hate this movie.
Get on Jim Henson. Get something going.
Like, we were having such a good time before we started this piece of shit movie.
We'll have fun again when it's over.
Yeah.
Are these aren't normal M&M's.
There's caramel M&M's.
They're delicious.
You got the caramel ones?
I love them.
That's the ones he likes.
What's wrong with you?
Caramel M&M's?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Eat one, you...
Oh, I eat that bullcrap.
Eat
in that sugar shit.
You're drinking beer, you ass.
Yeah. I don't need to drive that into me at the same time.
Eat one.
I'm not eating
it's
one.
It's brown. How couldn't you? You racist. Make America brown again.
Do it for I don't
your,
want it.
Do it for your family.
So is she deaf?
Oh my god, his dick's covered in blood! What
Why
the
was that
fuck?
Like that? Oh, it's coffee.
He just shit his
it's
pants
red.
Out of his dick.
No, that's blood if
that
I've ever
like,
seen it. That dude fucked something.
That looked like straight up blood.
But I thought his buzz too, by the way. And
that
fucking, that's what's his name from SNL on the back.
Who do you think is Buzz? Oh.
That guy's. You had a freaky dream, bruh.
No.
You have a freaky dream, bruh.
Dude, this fucking
not
guy from the
Birds. You know, am I gonna have sex with these two girls? Hell yes, I am.
Hell
yes.
No.
I know it's not.
That's
him.
Not
just,
who it is.
I'm being trying to be funny.
The guy from the Birds, I think he is also in.
Love you.
Heavyweights. The Fat Camp movie.
Oh, he might be.
Guy hit me with more of that. I've seen that movie a bunch of times.
He might be.
I think he's like the guy that drives the bus to the camp.
Nope.
And like all the kids are his friend.
Nope.
Different guy.
You're fucking wrong.
I'm guarantee I'm not. Fucking Alexa. Bing it.
Man, the chimp scored again.
I fucking don't even care. That's how bad this fucking movie is. This is a 0 out of 5 in my eyes.
Do you want to shut it off?
No, you can't at this point.
I mean, we're invested. Like, we've got to fucking put this on the internet.
We sat down. I thought this was going to be like so bad it'd be funny. You know what I mean? This is just really bad.
Okay. It's not him, but the
I
guy.
I fucking know.
The guy I'm thinking of.
Fucking know. I told
looks
you.
A lot like him.
No, it doesn't. At
yeah,
all.
It does. Look right there.
That's so much fucking fatter. This fucking fat fuck?
He's fatter, but his face looks very similar.
That's racist, bro. This guy did nothing for dick as well as acting, by the way. This guy's got a fucking distinguished acting career.
Did nothing for dick.
If he did more, he might have gotten more roles.
Oh, El Simeon Preserve. We had to send him home. The preserve in Nelson, Canada. Do you guys get massaged?
Jack?
What?
Do you guys get massaged?
No, man.
Me either.
Massaged?
Yeah.
Not for a while now.
No, it's not quite done yet.
Although our good friend Chad Lane is pretty good at it.
Yes, he is. He used to be a sponsor of the show.
He will be again. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Dude, both of those movies count as biscuit movies. You have to come for those.
Well, I'm down
you
with
do
that.
At least the second one, right? He's in
Waynesville?
Yeah. The guy's in the second one, right?
Yeah.
Del Preston?
The great big bloody, or great bloody, is it great bloody big Bengal tiger? It's different than how
like
I would think.
It was about 3 o'clock in the morning and I was looking for 1,000 M&Ms to fill a brandy glass. Or Ozzy wouldn't go on stage that
brown
M&M's. Brown M&M's, you fuck.
Did I say brown?
No, you didn't, but this is a brown M&M. Put it in your fucking face.
Eat one.
I'm going to eat one of these stupid caramel M&M's.
You'll like it.
It was a bloody great big Bengal tiger.
Great big bloody Bengal tiger.
Jeff Pitt pops his head around the door.
So we went. But I think there's enough hockey in both of those to consider them a hockey movie.
This is the worst M&M I've ever had. Peanut butter M&Ms are way better than this.
History of the Stanley Cup, 100 years of glory.
That's a real game.
I wish I had something funny to say about what you were watching.
There's not like fucking weird tits and fucking shit hair. And they let the little dick sucker wear 99, too. Like, what a fucking disgrace to the fucking game of hockey.
This isn't going to be your best episode, dude. I'm sorry.
We might have to redo this one.
It's up to you whether or not you...
Oh, I will never watch this again. Will you?
No, I'll never watch this movie again.
That's what I'm saying.
It's up to you whether or not you want to make this content available to your listeners.
We didn't have to. Do we spend all this time?
We can redo it.
Hey, this is one of them things. If you listen to this whole episode and I'll say a secret word at the end, I'll send you a free 7-inch from Artillery Breath.
Ooh.
In the mail. I swear to God. That's how bad this is.
That's pretty sexual, man.
I've got a fucking bunch of them laying over there.
Three 7 inches?
If you can,
I've got one.
Can't even give away. I sold a bunch. No, I didn't.
You guys didn't get the 7-inch reference?
Like your dick, dude?
Is your dick really 7 inches long?
Yeah, right.
No, it's not.
We Maybe if I gave it to her twice.
You guys have identical dicks.
We have the same size penis, and it's... smallest dick in artillery breath.
It's quite close.
I mean, we did when we were in middle school.
Yeah, maybe yours is bigger now. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Your dick would shrink.
I swear to God, mine's shrunk.
You just don't care anymore. You got married, man.
Of course, your dick doesn't shrunk. Shrink when you get married.
Yes, it does.
Well,
half of it's in your wife's purse.
That's a goal.
No, it's not.
It's on the line.
Whole puck has to be over the net, boys.
Well, it's going to get bumped. It's already bumped
oh,
in.
Oh, shit. There he goes.
Oh, my God. Good God, Jack.
He did it. Just won the Harvest Cup. Thank God for Jack Chimpanzee.
Old Blue, still
Weird
number
tits.
One fan.
Why is he playing?
We stopped paying attention because this movie fucking sucks.
He's just in a cab getting fingered.
Why did she have weird tits?
I don't know. I didn't birth her.
No, I mean, why did you start saying that to begin with?
Oh, she played.
What? She was Jack at the end?
Defso played.
No, she was her brother, apparently.
Oh, you gotta fire that in my direction, bro?
Fart voodoo, dude. It's a thing on the biscuit.
Fart voodoo?
Fart voodoo. When you fart, you're supposed to grab a hockey card, and that guy gets fart voodooed either good or bad. You get to choose.
Where's the fucking cards?
I'm missing
cards
out,
are over
yes.
there.
He'll do it later.
Yeah. Boston. Bad fart voodoo. Go Blue Jackets. We're all Ohio boys. Wait, what happened? Why is he in the cab?
Was he the fucking bad guy in Last Action Hero?
Shit, no, dude.
Are you kidding me?
You fucking asshole, dude.
Are you serious?
The guy with the contact?
Yeah, dipshit with the fucking bullseye?
Not even close.
Not even a bullseye. What's it fucking called? Crosshairs.
Yeah, he had crosshairs.
He had a smiley face, too.
He had lots of things.
I really enjoyed playing hockey with you this year, bud.
Hold on a minute. Hang about. Was that the dude that was Tyrion's dad in Game of Thrones?
That was not...
No, he wasn't in
Lannister. That's not Tywin Lannister.
No, he wasn't.
You fuck.
I got mixed up, too. He confused me.
So easy to find out who he is.
He started it. We don't have Google.
He's a guy. He's in, like, fucking, like, Page Master or some shit like that.
Was he in Wayne?
It was so bad.
You know Page Master?
No, man.
You read books, you nerd. You love that movie.
Yeah, I didn't like shitty movies because I read books.
God, dude.
Show us a picture of this dude, Last Action Hero villain.
No, it's not him.
No, I found the guy. Show me what else he's been in.
Top four. This top four is MVP 1, 2, and 3.
No, just go to Last Action Hero. I want to see what the guy looks like that's actually
I'll
in
show
movie.
You.
Holy it's shit, he's in Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yep.
What
else we got?
MVP 3 and 2?
Hold on now, we're missing some sweet stuff in the movie. Jack's saying goodbye, he's blowing kisses.
Is there a kid named Stanton? Hey. I'm sorry. Biscuit listeners, biscuit babies. We didn't know.
How could we have known?
How could we have known? I really thought it would be really funny bad.
Ian McKellen's in Last Action Hero.
Yeah, homosexual.
Ooh, yeah.
Advocate.
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 You okay? Can you show me the bell? Can you get a picture of that?
Oh my God!
So,
still
wait,
not, boys.
Stop, Buzz.
Okay, the guy who plays Tywin Lannister is the Last Action Heroes guy.
I knew it.
Yes. Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
Holy hell, it is.
A really sick one,
yeah,
too,
this,
dude.
This fucking asshole.
I knew it!
Yep.
I nailed it. We should have watched that instead of this.
Last Action Hero?
Hell yeah.
The movie's so good.
There isn't a hockey part in it.
The bottoms of his airlocks are finally dirty.
Uh-huh.
This was barely a hockey movie as well.
That was just period blood.
Oh. Oh. Man.
It's a little darker than right.
You ever seen it?
Yes.
From, like, your mom? Sorry, dude. This movie really fucked everything up, dude.
This episode's over.
This episode sucks.
We gotta do D2 next.
The thing is, D2, we can't do it video, I don't think. Unless we try hiding the castle.
We could put a splitter in and wear headphones.
That's what we... That's why I brought you in, John. For the fucking high-class ideas like that.
High-class apps.
Well, I've been known to...
Yeah?
What?
There's his buddy.
Jake!
He's still wearing a damn bow tie.
He's finally not walking on two legs. That's how chimps are supposed to walk.
Yeah. Dude, that's definitely his handler.
Yeah, he's handling
him. Oh, dude, Jesus, bud.
He's got a handful of
ass.
Chimp ass.
Chimpan's ass.
Why don't they just wear an underwear?
Dude, he's dressing them all, fucking them all, dude.
Come on.
Didn't your mom and dad, or his brother or sister, they just rape him to death right
there?
He
got hands too.
Is that a weeping willow tree? Are they in South Carolina?
Why you still got a shirt on, nerd?
Just back to raking. See you later. Okay, guys. So this is, I would think, the end. Mighty Ducks was the first one we did.
Yep.
I give that movie a good, solid 4 out of 5.
Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks is perfect.
This, literally,
was a punishment.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It's tough.
I will... You can't give something 0, right?
It's hard to watch.
You can give something a negative number if you want to.
And like in a voting process on the internet?
You make your own...
Rotten Tomatoes.
We need to get on Amazon and correct.
Rotten Tomatoes, we gotta give this a 0. This is a 0. You're on Prime right now. We will give this a 0. This is terrible.
I don't know that I've
given... This is a bullshit movie.
Anything a 0 before.
It was so bad.
I'm fucking...
What are you guys rate? I give a 0, for sure.
I want to...
One if it's the lowest I can get.
I want to file a lawsuit.
Animal endangerment?
Yeah, man.
If you guys have any recommendations for what you would like the Biscuit to watch with his friends, share them at Biscuit Podcast at Twitter or biscuitpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Instagram. You can find the podcast literally anywhere. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn, there's new ones popping up now that we're on that don't matter. If you're not listening to it on Spotify or Pandora or fucking iTunes, you're a fucking mutant, and I recommend you fucking murder yourself.
So here's the thing about the rating for this movie.
You must have a lot of listeners.
So this movie has a 5-star.
Somehow, literally thousands. Somehow.
This movie has a 5-star rating on Amazon. You know how many people have rated it? 4.
Yeah.
That's what the 4 was.
Here's what all 4 of them
have to
say.
Please read these. These are 4 or 5-star ratings.
LMD Music Maker said, a very cute family movie everyone enjoyed. Boy age 10 and girl age 7. Stephanie said, fun movie, exclamation point. Lori said, it was an excellent movie. Not even, it was an excellent movie. Fuck you, Lori. Christian McGovern said, Jack, the monkey is an absolute stud on skates.
Come on. That's not a lie.
This, a stud on skates, sure. Come on, a monkey who plays
hockey. Come on, a monkey?
Wait a second. Hold on now. He means come on.
A monkey. That is a great example of the importance.
Ronnie
of
always tells me this.
Monkey who plays hockey.
Ronnie edits my hockey fights columns, and I always like
punctuation.
No, I always say I feel like I'm using too many commas. Like you can't. You literally can't.
So now you all know Christian McGovern comes on monkeys who plays hockey. That's all we got for you.
Guys, fuck. I don't have to tell you. John, go hit and stop on this shit, please. This is fucking terrible.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Sorry. How many fucks do I give?